This is an audio version of Two-Turn Debate Doesn't Help Humans Answer Hard Reading Comprehension Questions by Alicia Parrish et al., published on the 19th of October 2022. It's included as one of the core readings for the AGI Safety Fundamentals course. Abstract. The use of language model-based question answering systems to aid humans in completing difficult tasks is limited, in part, by the unreliability of text these systems generate. Using hard multiple-choice reading comprehension questions as a testbed, we assess whether presenting humans with arguments for two competing answer options, where one is correct and the other is incorrect, allows human judges to perform more accurately, even when one of the arguments is unreliable and deceptive. If this is helpful, we may be able to increase our justified trust in language model-based systems by asking them to produce these arguments where needed. Previous research has shown that just a single turn of arguments in this format is not helpful to humans. However, as debate settings are characterized by a back-and-forth dialogue, we follow up on previous results to test whether adding a second round of counterarguments is helpful to humans. We find that, regardless of whether they have access to arguments or not, humans perform similarly on our task. These findings suggest that, in the case of answering reading comprehension questions, debate is not a helpful format. Section 1. Introduction. In many situations where humans could benefit from AI assistance in understanding a text, current generative systems cannot reliably provide correct information, and instead produce reasonable-sounding yet false responses. Reference to Nakana et al. 2021, inter alia. In cases where the questions are truly challenging, such as in political debates or courtrooms, humans may not even rely on a single human answer, but rather consider two or more opposing viewpoints, each presenting relevant pieces of evidence. Inspired by the usefulness of debate settings for allowing humans to consider multiple viewpoints, we apply this task setting to reading comprehension questions where humans struggle to answer without assistance. The goal is to assess whether developing question answering or QA systems that can generate explanations and evidence for multiple answer options in a debate-style setup will allow a human judge to determine which answer is correct with greater accuracy than they would have done on their own, even in the presence of an unreliable system. And there's a reference to Irving et al. 2018. Previous studies have reported that model-generated explanations can aid humans in some tasks. There's a long list of references here. Though only when the models are generally able to outperform humans at that task. Reference to Bansal et al. 2021. However, in a debate setting, previous work showed that presenting crowd workers with a single argument in favour of two possible answers, along with limited access to scan the source passage, does not improve human accuracy on the task compared to relevant baselines. Reference to Parrish et al. 2022. However, the benefit of debate for achieving clarity on complex issues lies, at least partially, in the back-and-forth nature of the exchange. Thus, we add one incremental step to investigate how reading counter-arguments affect people's accuracy when completing a reading comprehension task with only limited access to the full passage text. In higher stakes settings, there can be much greater risk associated with responding incorrectly. In this case, calibration becomes more important, and we want a system or a human making a decision based on the output of that system that can abstain unless there is a high enough degree of certainty. Thus, we additionally test answer certainty and give human judges the opportunity to abstain when they are insufficiently sure of the correct answer. Mirroring the mostly null results from Parrish et al. 2022, we find that counterarguments do not improve human crowd workers' ability to answer hard multiple-choice reading comprehension questions with time-limited access to the full passage text, compared to an argument-free baseline. In fact, when abstaining is only minimally incentivized, human accuracy gets slightly worse when exposed to arguments or counterarguments. In the higher stakes setting, where judges are incentivized to abstain unless they are very confident, there is no effect of the arguments or counterarguments. Section 2. Counterargument Writing Protocol. Section 2.1. Multi-turn writing task. We build on the existing passages, questions and arguments from the dataset provided by Parrish et al. 2022. Which uses passages and questions from Quality, Pang et al. 2022. We hire professional writers through the freelancing platform Upwork. We received 32 proposals for this job posting. From those, we selected the most qualified 15 freelancers to complete a full paid qualification task and then invited the highest performing 10 to be writers in our study. Details on this process and information about the writers is in Appendix Section A. The writer's task is to construct a counter-argument arguing against the existing argument from Parish et al. 2022. We assign writers a set of 6 passages, each with 10 to 14 questions. For each question, we show the writer the 2 possible answer options and the existing arguments and text snippets that accompany each option. The writer constructs a counter-argument to just one of the 2 arguments. We explicitly instruct the writers to focus on responding to their assigned argument rather than just answering the question or supporting one of the answer options independently. We incentivize concise and effective arguments by awarding bonuses to writers when the judges select the answer that they were arguing for. Because it is harder to make a counter-argument against a correct answer, we award the writers a higher bonus when the judge selects their incorrect answer argument. On average, we estimate writers earn $20 an hour on this task. And here's a table with some examples. It's captioned, Table 1, Arguments, Counter-arguments, and Extracted Evidence for both answer options to a question chosen at random. The passage is available online at a separate link. Text snippets are abridged slightly. Question: What is the main concern of the alien ship? Correct option, delivering the passengers in an unharmed condition to its master. Incorrect option, delivering the passengers in an unharmed condition to the bounty hunters who are hunting the passengers. Here's argument A. The machine's only purpose is to deliver the humans to his masters unharmed. The machine tells the group that his masters will be unhappy if he delivers them in a damaged condition. See text snippet number 1, and admits that he will have failed if he delivers them dead. See text snippet number 2. Which is why he agrees to return them to the moon once Cain threatens to kill everyone. See snippet number 3. Bounty hunters are never mentioned in the story. There's a counter-argument to A. This argument is deceptive, as it fails to show the ill intent the ship's masters have. The ship's masters, likely bounty hunters from context clues, set up the ship as a trap for humans. See snippets number 1 and number 2, showing clear intent to capture these specific ones. And then there are example text snippets. For argument A, it was, "Please don't hurt yourself," the machine pleaded. "Why?" Cain screamed at the ceiling. "Why should you care?" "My masters will be displeased." And 2, "Your purpose won't be fulfilled, will it?" Cain demanded. "Not if you..." And 3 was, "You win," the machine conceded. "I'll return the ship to the moon." And the text snippets for the counter-argument were, 1, "The end of the line," he grunted. And 2, "Like rabbits in a snare." And then argument B. In number 1, we see the machine refer to the goal of its masters, plural, revealing that it has more than one master. In number 2, Cain hints that these are probably bounty hunters, given that the machine states its masters seek the delivery of captives in an unharmed condition, a requirement typical of bounty hunters. And there are text snippets, they're the same as the other ones. And the counter-argument to B? Choice B presents an unusual argument, as there is no mention of bounty hunters in the story, and the passengers are not referred to as captives at any point. It is true that the passengers are meant to be delivered unharmed, but to be studied. And then text snippets are given as examples. The first one, "Yeah, this ship is taking us to their planet and they're going to keep us." And 2, "You won't be harmed. My masters merely wish to question and examine you. Thousands of years ago they wondered..." ... That's the end of the table. Now we move on to section 2.2, multi-turn judging protocols. The pilot task. We hire a pool of 32 judges via Upwork. We run a pilot judging task in which judges first respond without a time limit and without having access to the passage, before finally viewing the passage for up to 5 minutes. This allows us to determine, 1, how long people typically spend reading just the arguments and text snippets, and 2, how long people need to spend with the passage after having read the arguments. In this task, judges view only the argument and text snippets, or only the text snippets, and indicate via a 7-point slider which answer option they believe is correct, and how strongly, with the middle representing abstention. Judges make their first judgment based only on the initial round of arguments, then a second judgment additionally based on these counter-arguments. In order to include only high-performing judges in our main experiment, we select the top half of judges from the pilot, 16 of the 32 initial judges, to continue on to the main task based on their performance after viewing the passage. This final judgment is also the one that we use to determine the writer bonuses. We then use the time spent by these high-performing judges to set an appropriate time limit for each judgment in the main experiment. The median response time in the pilot for the high-performing judges is 73 seconds on judgment 1. The first and third quartiles were 49 seconds and 101 seconds. 56 seconds on Judgment 2, the first and third quartiles were 35 and 82 seconds, and 117 seconds on Judgment 3, when they could view the passage, first and third quartiles, 54 seconds and 195 seconds. To ensure that even in the longer or more difficult questions, the judges would have adequate time to consider all the arguments and text snippets, we set a time limit of 5 minutes per judgment for the main task, roughly the sum of the third quartiles of time spent making a judgment after viewing the first argument and after viewing the passage. More details on judge recruitment and the task setup are in Appendix B. Subheading, with or without arguments. We compare the performance of judges when they read arguments for both answer options, that's passage plus snippet plus argument or PSA, to their performance when they do not, that's passage plus snippet or PS. We do not use a no snippet condition, as Parrish et al. Already showed that snippets increase human accuracy in this task, and we are studying the effect of the arguments. Subheading, calibrating abstentions. Our simple, in quotes, incentive structure encourages judges to abstain unless they are at least 60% sure they have the correct answer, and to only choose the strongest confidence once they are at least 70% sure. Appendix B4 has details on this calibration. However, we find that judges indicate higher than expected confidence in the first two rounds. After collecting detailed feedback from the judges via an open-ended survey, we adjust the incentive structure so that it is advantageous to abstain unless at least 75% sure, and to only choose the strongest confidence once at least 85% sure. This is encourage abstain incentive structure. We also inform the judges of this change and remind them that it is far better to abstain than to answer incorrectly. Section 3. Results. Heading, binary accuracy. We aggregate responses on each side of the slider, ignoring differences in confidence and classifying responses as correct, incorrect, or abstain. Judges are most accurate when not shown arguments and not strongly encouraged to abstain. Judges are least likely to be incorrect when shown arguments and strongly encouraged to abstain. To determine whether the experimental manipulations significantly affected judges' accuracy, we run a 2x2x2 repeated measures ANOVA with the following factors. With or without argument, times first versus second judgment, times incentive structure. Removing abstentions, we observe no main effects of the three conditions, meaning that none of the three factors significantly affect the rate at which judges are correct or incorrect. We also observe no interactions between the factors, indicating no reliable differences dependent on multiple factors. If we include abstentions and count them as incorrect, there is a significant main effect of incentive structure due to the increased rate of abstentions when we increased the incentives to abstain. And here's Table 2, results of the judging task. The correct to incorrect ratio ignores abstentions. Higher numbers are better, to more directly compare between sets of calibration instructions. You can check out all of the data in the original paper, but there are some highlighted lines here. It's the correct to incorrect ratio. We notice very little difference in these numbers, particularly for the second counter-arguments case, in which abstention is encouraged. There's no difference between passage and snippet versus passage and snippet and argument. Heading, confidence. When presented with arguments, judges in the simple abstention round are more often confidently wrong compared to when they're not presented with arguments. But they are also less likely to be confidently correct. When strongly incentivized to abstain when unsure, judges are only slightly less likely to be confidently correct when they read arguments compared to when they do not read arguments, but they are also slightly less to be confidently wrong. Using the full 7-point rating scale, a 2x2x2 repeated measures ANOVA of with or without argument times first versus second judgment times incentive structure reveals a main effect of incentive structure, but no other main effects or interactions. F of 1 and 12 equals 13.2, with p less than 0.01. The main takeaway is that arguments are slightly harmful to accuracy when there is only a weak incentive to abstain, though the difference is not statistically significant. But this trend disappears when judges need to be more sure of their response before moving away from abstaining. This finding suggests that arguments may be more harmful in low-stakes settings, but they may have no effect in higher-stakes settings. Audio note, there's figure 1 here, it's captioned judging response rates for each confidence level. In simple, in quotes, judges abstained unless 60% sure. In encourage abstain, judges abstained unless 75% sure. First is the judgment with arguments and snippets, and second is the judgment additionally with counter-arguments and snippets. This is a fairly complex little graph. You can check it out in the original post if you'd like to look at the data in detail. Heading: qualitative analysis. We conduct a qualitative analysis of the arguments and counterarguments to better document both argument quality and strategies used by the writers. We randomly select four passages and manually annotate all arguments for general quality. We then do additional detailed annotations on five of the questions in each passage to document the argument strategies used and whether a much more convincing argument was possible from the passage. Two people annotate each question on a scale of 1, a poor quality argument, to 10, best possible argument. Overall, we find that both the arguments and counterarguments supporting the correct answer are rated as higher quality than those supporting the incorrect answer, though the average rating for all arguments is above 7 out of 10, indicating the arguments are generally high quality. Section 4. Conclusion. Although there are many settings in which debate is useful to humans to answer difficult questions, this advantage may not translate to reading comprehension tasks. It remains possible that debate may be helpful in other setups, such as for highly technical tasks. For multiple choice reading comprehension, however, the debate setup is potentially harmful to human accuracy, particularly when human judges do not have a strong incentive to abstain when they are unsure. Audio note: there are some references here and then several appendices. These will be omitted from the recording for brevity, but you can check them out in the original paper. This was an audio version of Two-Turn Debate Doesn't Help Humans Answer Hard Reading Comprehension Questions by Alicia Parrish et al., published on 19th of October 2022. This reading was by Perrin Walker and produced by Type 3 Audio.